Hello, everybody.
I'm Amanda. I wonder, how much do your parents love you? It's okay. You don't have to answer. My own family is pretty small. It's just me, my mom, and her dog.
Who she loves more than me?
Last year, I asked my mom to get a puppy for my birthday. My mom, like most parents, didn't want to get me a dog for a long time. But after I held up my end of the bargain and finished the school year with all A's, she gave in. When I came home, Archie, our new pet, was there to greet me on the doorstep. Archie was a mischievous beagle puppy. I spent a lot of time with him. I put all my time and effort into training him. I taught him commands and even took him to obedience school. But it all turned out useless because my mom spoiled him endlessly. She fed him table scraps and even let him chew our shoes. She just kept saying that he was still a puppy. He wanted to play and sink teeth into things. Since my mom let him do whatever he wanted, Archie loved her very much. He didn't care about me though, so I never became an authority as far as he was concerned. Plus, whenever he started chewing on chews, he only ever went after mine. Naturally, I don't really end up liking him all that much either. In the summer, I was away at camp and there was no one in the house except Archie and my mom.
Mom was very tired that day and went straight to bed after work. My mother was sleeping peacefully when, thanks to the faulty wiring, I was always telling her to fix.
A fire broke out in the kitchen. Acrid clouds of smoke filled the house. My mom didn't smell anything, but Archie reacted in time. Archie went up to mom's room and started barking loudly, trying to wake her up.
When that didn't work,
he jumped onto her bed and began to pull the blanket over her and shove her. Mom woke up. Smoke was already spreading through all the rooms of the house. My mother couldn't see a thing. Then, Archie started barking so she could follow the sound of his voice. They were able to get out together. The neighbors called the firefighters on time, and no one was hurt.
Well, except for the kitchen.
But it was past time for renovations there. Archie became a hero. My mother was ready to carry him in her arms because he saved her life. But the catch was that I was the one who had to fulfill this dog's every whim. He seemed to know just how important he was to her. We had to buy the most delicious dog food, the kind that's only sold on the outskirts of town. Of course, my mother was already on her way. Archie wanted to go for a walk at 3 a.m. Of course, I was already getting dressed. It got to the point that when I came home from school and wanted to have dinner, I couldn't because Archie wanted seconds.
And my mother gave my dinner to him.
At times like those, I regretted that I asked for a dog for my birthday. From now on, I would be a cat person. When I was out taking Archie on yet another walk in sneakers he had chewed, I met Kevin. Kevin was my classmate, and also completely in secret. I really liked him. Kevin stopped to say hello and we chatted for a while. But this troublemaking dog always tugged at the leash and barked, wanting to keep going. But when the bark became unbearable, Kevin decided to leave. But I wanted to keep talking to him because at school, I was too embarrassed to approach him. I had no idea when an opportunity like this might come up again. So I did something I soon regretted very much. I unhooked the leash so Archie could go wherever he wanted. Kevin was very surprised, but I reassured him that it was something I did all the time. We talked for a little while longer. When Kevin left, I started calling Archie, but he didn't come. I began to worry about where he might have gone. I walked down the street and called out to him, but there was no answer. This is where I got really nervous, because if I returned home without the dog, my mother would kill me. I looked for him for about an hour. I literally searched every bush. I even checked the garbage cans, just in case he climbed into one after smelling food. He was nowhere to be found. In total despair, I went home. I knew that my mother wouldn't even listen to my excuses. She would say I deliberately drove the dog out because of my supposed jealousy, because I think she loves Archie more than her own daughter. Yeah, I think. My mom would rather kick me out of the house than let me in without her beloved Archie. But what else could I do? I was afraid to confess to her. I decided that tomorrow I would find the dog. But for now, it was better for her not to know what happened. When I got home, I heard my mother's voice from the kitchen. She called Archie to come to dinner. Trying to think quickly, I shouted to her that Archie got very dirty during the walk, and I was going to bathe him in the bathroom. Locked in there, I thought about my plan of action. Then, my mother came to the door and started asking how Archie was. I was so nervous, but then I remembered I had a video on my phone of him barking at our postman. Then I turned it on at full volume, and I started puddling my hands in the water, trying to sound like a dog. My mom was silent for a moment outside the door. Satisfied that I was baiting the dog, she muttered something and left. Oof, this time it worked. But I had to find Archie fast. There was no way I could keep this up for long. In the morning, I had to get up early to pretend to take Archie for a walk. When I left the house, I saw my mother waving at me in the kitchen. At that moment, I had already disappeared behind a hedge, and she could only see me up to my waist. I waved back at her with one hand, and I held the leash in my outstretched hand with the other. So my mom thought I was walking Archie. Everything would have been fine, but as I was walking the invisible dog, one of our elderly neighbors was out watering his lawn. He probably thought I was completely crazy. I chatted a little outside of the house until I was convinced that my mother was gone. Only then was I finally able to go back. I was already very late for school and decided that if I was still going to get in trouble for escaping, then there was no point in me going to class. It would be better for me to spend that time looking for Archie. I printed out 100 of lost dog posters with a picture of him. I spent what I felt like half a day posting them around our neighborhood. I put them up everywhere except along the route to my mom's work so that she couldn't see them. When I finally finished, I collapsed on my bed, exhausted. I was sure that my phone would be ringing off the hook in no time and that someone would be asking me to come and pick up my dog right away. But no, I waited for several hours and there wasn't a single call. Mom got home an hour later. She looked very tired after work and wanted to sit with my dog for a while. The only excuse that came to my mind then was that Archie was asleep in my room. Mom was very surprised to hear this because he hadn't gone into my room for a long time. Mom praised me for spending so much time with the dog. She asked me to feed Archie as soon as he woke up. Mom added that if I fed him too, then maybe he would start to respect me. Mom made him his favorite liver and mixed it with canned dog food. The sight of this dog treat made me sick. Mom went to watch TV. After a while, when my mother was still in the living room, I turned on the light in the kitchen again. I started loudly say things like, "Archie, eat!" "Good boy, eat up!" Mom, while sitting in front of the TV, asked me why the dog wasn't chomping loudly. This was his favorite dish after all. And he always gulps it down when he eats it. And yes, she was right. I had completely forgotten about that. I heard Mom get up off the couch to check if Archie was doing all right. I didn't have a video of Archie eating his food on my phone, and I could be exposed any second now, so I had to take extreme measures. I got on all four in front of the bowl of liver and dog food. The smell was disgusting, so I pinched my nose. You can probably guess what I did next. I started eating the dog food and chewing very loudly so my mother could hear it in the living room. And it seems to have worked. I heard my mother's footsteps stop. She went back and sat down on her armchair again. When I left the kitchen, my mom asked if Archie had eaten everything. With difficulty, I answered yes. And then went upstairs to the bathroom. Because I couldn't keep that dog delicacy down for much longer. It looked like I managed to hold out for one more day. But it was clear that I had to end this soon. Or else I would have to start barking at night and chasing squirrels in the yard. Surprisingly, my mother had not seen the dog for 2 days. But she wasn't suspicious at all. Probably because work was making her so tired. I still had to go to school that day. During my breaks, I went around showing people the poster and asking if anyone had seen Archie. But it was useless. Everyone just shook their heads. During recess, I was sitting on a bench, head hanging in despair, thinking it was time for me to confess everything to my mother. At that moment, a girl who was a year younger than me came up to me. Her name was Helen, and I knew her because her mom was my mom's best friend. Helen pointed at the poster. She had heard that I was looking for Archie. And then she said something that shocked me at first, and then really, really made me angry. It turns out that Archie had been at their house the whole time. The very first evening, he'd gone to their house to play with Helen's dog, Spot. Archie and Spot often played together in the park. Helen's mom immediately called mine and said that they had her dog. Which means my mother knew where Archie was the whole time. She was just pretending. She even made me eat dog food. I can just imagine her sitting in the living room trying to hold back her laughter. And now she was just waiting for me to admit that I lost her beloved pet. Well, I wasn't going to give her the satisfaction. When my mother came home, I was already sitting on the couch, brushing Archie's fur. Mom was very surprised. Then she told me that she knew that I had lost the dog the whole time. I replied that her work must be making her very tired, because she was there when I walked him and bathed him. She even heard him happily eating food. Mom got angry. It looked like she had a punishment all picked out for me, and wasn't expecting to see Archie at home already. She told me that she knew about the posters I hung up. And I, in turn, put on a very surprised face and said that I didn't know about any posters. Mom insisted that I walk with her around the neighborhood where the posters were hung up. You should have seen her red, angry face when there wasn't a single poster on any of the trees or posts. They had been there just that morning after all. She had been bitten at her own game and now could barely stop herself from yelling at me. I, on the other hand, could barely stop myself from bursting out laughing.